Welcome to LanguaTalk News. Our first story today comes from Ukraine, where Britain's Duchess of Edinburgh, Sophie, has shown her solidarity with those affected by the ongoing conflict with Russia. This visit is the first by a British royal to Ukraine since the conflict began. Sophie, wife of Prince Edward and sister-in-law to King Charles, undertook this trip on behalf of Britain's Foreign Office. In her visit, she highlighted the severe human cost of war, including the use of sexual violence as a weapon. She spent time in the town of Bucha, near Kyiv. Here, she paid her respects to the victims of alleged war crimes by Russian forces. The Duchess met with survivors of sexual violence, torture victims, and children separated from their families. She also spent time with female volunteers who provide mental health care activities for children affected by the conflict. This visit reflects Britain's active support for Ukraine, with the country having pledged over £4.7 billion in non-military aid. Switching focus to Georgia, Bidzina Ivanishvili, the billionaire founder of the ruling party, accuses a Western global party of war of meddling in Georgian politics. This accusation comes amidst a political crisis sparked by a bill concerning foreign agents. Introduced by the ruling Georgian Dream Party, the proposed law would compel organizations receiving over 20% of their funding from overseas to register as foreign agents. The bill has ignited large protests in the capital, Tbilisi. It has also drawn criticism from the European Union, Britain, the United States, and Germany. Georgia's opposition likens this bill to Russia's law on foreign agents. Meanwhile, thousands have gathered in Tbilisi to support the government. A rally, the opposition accuses the government of forcing civil servants to attend. In paleontological news from Australia, scientists have made an exciting discovery. They've unearthed a dinosaur fossil named Australotitan cooperensis, or Cooper. Living between 95 to 98 million years ago, Cooper is now known as the largest dinosaur ever found in Australia. The fossil was discovered in the southwestern part of Queensland. Following a detailed study, scientists confirmed that Cooper belongs to the group of dinosaurs known as titanosaurs. These creatures are known to be the largest land-living animals in history. The Australotitan cooperensis is estimated to have been between 5 and 6.5 meters tall and between 25 and 30 meters long. This significant discovery enriches not only Australia's paleontological records, but also the world's knowledge of dinosaurs. Moving on to weather news, the Philippines is currently experiencing a deadly heat wave. This has led to school closures and warnings about overloading the power grid. The Education Ministry has suspended in-person classes for 2 days due to concerns over high blood pressure, dizziness, and fainting among students. Temperatures are predicted to hit 37 degrees Celsius in the next 3 days, stressing crowded classrooms without air conditioning. The heat wave is also impacting power supplies, resulting in 13 power plants shutting down earlier this month. Similar situations are seen in Thailand, Vietnam, Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia, with each country facing various heat-related challenges. In more news from Australia, scientists from the Schmidt Ocean Institute have discovered a large coral reef. This reef, located in the northern Great Barrier Reef, is taller than any building in the country, measuring approximately 500 meters tall and about 1.5 kilometers wide. It's the first new coral reef discovered in the area in 120 years. Coral reefs play a vital role in the ecosystem, providing habitats for many species of fish and other marine creatures. Despite this exciting find, scientists express concern over the future of coral reefs due to climate change. Our final story today is from Hong Kong. Here, the troubled Chinese property developer Fantasia has announced a new agreement with its bondholders to restructure its $4 billion bonds. The company defaulted on its offshore bonds last year, but this new arrangement has seen its shares rise by over 11%. Fantasia plans to convert over $1 billion of the debt into shares in the company and issue new notes maturing between 2026 and 2031. The company's controlling shareholder, Baby Zheng, will loan $6 million to aid in the restructuring. This plan has already received support from the group, holding 32% of the outstanding notes. Fantasia hopes to gain further support from other creditors by the 21st of May. Thanks for listening to LanguaTalk News.